Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, as we said earlier, being a paediatrician can be one of the most rewarding yet difficult jobs. To tell us about his book called Heart of Caring, A Life in Paediatrics, welcome to the show, Mark Vonnegut.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Now, you've been doing this for 40 years, so you must have seen a lot.
I've been doing it for 40 years, and if you count my internship and residency, it's 43, but I think 40 is a nice even number.
It certainly is. And I'm guessing over those four decades, you've been treating children for mild things such as coughs and fevers, but sometimes serious complaints too.
Yeah, and sometimes you go into a room for a nice healthy child, and you can look at one of the brothers and sisters and say, "Could I see the other one?" Because in pediatrics, most things are visual diagnoses, and parents and doctors alike can look at a child and tell if things aren't quite right.
Yeah. And you must have also seen a big difference in the American medical system over all those years.
Yes. And I'm an optimist that we can make things better, and also an optimist that if we stop wasting so much money, we'll be able to address some of our more pressing needs in healthcare.
Yeah. Now, in the book, you go through a few of the children that you've met. I've just picked out three. Can you tell us about little Anna Maria, who had sadly an incurable case of bone cancer?
Yeah, it shows how things used to be and how hospitals and doctors used to be able to give away care. And she was a little girl who came down, and her doctors recognized that she had bone cancer, and they knew that Mass General had a special expertise. And so she arrived at the airport with a note pinned to her chest that said, "I have bone cancer. Please take me to Mass General." And she was admitted, and we knew we were not going to be able to save her life, but we did give her world-class care, and we took very good care of her. And myself and the Department of Anesthesia were all there to make her life comfortable. And things like that don't happen anymore. You have to, put up like $20,000 to cover your expenses. But Anna Maria was an example of how things were and how things I think should be and could be again.
Yeah. Is that tough? Probably not necessarily that case, but when you are personally looking after a child for months and months and months, and then sadly they pass away, do you have to try and detach yourself?
I have become, the older I get, the more of a crybaby I am.
Oh.
And there is nothing more awful for a parent to lose a child. And I comfort them as best I can. I have several social workers. We hook them up with grief counseling. But I personally, especially if they're a baby I've taken care of for their whole life, I cry when I lose a patient.
Yeah, yeah. You deal with newborns too, do you?
Yes.
Oh, and is it you that has to tell the parents?
They know.
Right.
And so it rarely comes as news. The hard news about this is serious, your child might not survive, they've already, I've already told them that, or somebody has.
Right. Okay. And the second one I picked out was Adeline. And Adeline had a syndrome so rare that neither you nor your fellow doctors had ever seen it before.
That's correct. And she brought up the question of what do you do? And over, should she have surgery for her cataracts? Should we restore her hearing? She was unable to talk, so we had to guess and improvise because neither I nor her parents expected her to live for more than a year. And my wife and I ended up going to her 16th birthday.
Aww.
And I think she had a good life. She had four siblings, two of which went into medical care. And it was just, again, it was, should we immunize her? At first I said, no, that'll just hurt. And then she's outside playing in the dirt with her brothers and sisters. And I said, well, I guess we should immunize her, and so forth. I say in that story that if you don't like being wrong, you shouldn't be a doctor, because I made so many predictions about Adeline she showed me that her life force was stronger than any textbook.
Oh, that's great. I'm glad about that. And then hopefully this is a happy one as well. Marlo, whose life-threatening anemia is cured by her just-born baby brother.
That's right. He had a very rare kind of anemia where his bone marrow just decided to quit and stop making platelets or red cells or whatever. And we knew that the only real treatment for him was going to be a bone marrow transplant. And his parents and none of his other siblings were good donors, and so they had a baby, and the baby was they certainly love all their children, but the baby was to see if they could save Marlo's life, and it turned out they could. So the baby turned into a bone marrow transplant, and now they have four big handsome children. And some of the specialists said, should we be doing this? And from my point of view, having taken care of the family and their children, I said, yes, of course we should.
Yeah.
We should do everything possible to save this child.
And what about other difficult decisions, Mark? I mean, do you ever have incidents like a child, for example, this is the only one I can think of, a child might need a blood transfusion and the parents don't want them to have it for religious reasons. Are things like that really tough to deal with?
They are, but that turns out to be fairly routine. And the parents accept it. When that happened, the parents knew, and we said, we have to take temporary legal custody of your child. The parents said, okay, we did what we had and then we restored the parents' custody. So that's the kind of thing where a child's life really is in danger, and the parents know it, and they... So that's what happens. We take custody of the child and take care of the child, and then as soon as possible, restore custody to the parents.
Yeah. Mm. I had to smile as well. I read that you said that if a doctor can just shut up and listen long enough, the patient will give him the diagnosis. Unfortunately, there's not a procedure code or template for how to shut up.
Right. And that is how I was trained to practice medicine, was that 90% of the time the diagnosis is going to come from the patient. And I believe that not giving patients the room and time to talk. And the, usually doctors now have a computer in the room, which I forbid. They can make their notes later. Patients are interrupted by doctors about 10 seconds into their story, where they're talking, I have a fever and this and that. And then the doctor will interrupt. And the patients don't get a chance to tell their story. And I think it's also become true that doctors don't have the time to do complete physical exams, during which you're also talking to the patient, but it also gives you a chance to confirm or deny what you think is going on. And I think history taking and physical exam, the way I was taught, are no longer practiced.
Yeah. Well, there is so much more, obviously, in the book, which is called Heart of Caring, A Life in Pediatrics. We're selling it on our website right now. It's just out, 20th of January, and it's by Mark Vonnegut, who we're speaking to. Thank you, Mark. You're all heroes who work in hospitals and do the job you do. So thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. Doctors and nurses go into patient care not to be heroes, but because it has its rewards.
Great stuff. Lovely to chat to you. You have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.